Those who come to God in true humility and worship will always find in His presence a place of mercy. The Bible says mercy triumphs over judgment. That means when we come to Jesus, things that we deserve in judgment get washed away. And by His mercy and grace, we can receive forgiveness and healing and freedom and life and hope. Jesus and His death and resurrection are our hope. Amen? Yes. 2 Corinthians 5 says this. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. That's what comes from Jesus' resurrection. That's the new life. That's the beginning of the new creation. That when we come to Christ, we enter into the beginnings of the new creation, right? If anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. All this is from God. Let's grab hold of these words. Who reconciled us to Himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to Himself in Christ. Not counting people's sins against them. And He has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making His appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. If you have put your faith in Jesus, if you love Him and are living for Him and are walking with Him, if you have put your faith in Christ and what He has accomplished by His death and resurrection, then you have been reconciled to God. From God's side, there is nothing left between you and Him. It's been washed away. You have been reconciled to God. And if you've not yet put your faith in Christ, what a day to do it. What a day to do it. We celebrate all that Jesus has done for us. What a day to do it. And I want to encourage you, if you're here in the room, if you're watching online, and if you have not yet taken that step of putting your faith in Christ, trusting Him for forgiveness and freedom and hope and new life, and yes, an eternity with Him. What a moment to do it. And I want to encourage you, don't leave this room. Don't walk away without having a conversation, without asking some questions. Some of you may be on a journey towards faith or journeying, you know, figuring this stuff out, asking questions. As a pastor, there's nothing I love more than somebody who does not yet know Jesus, who has a pile of questions, pile of reasons why they're struggling to put their faith in Christ, and they just pepper me with questions. I love it. Because it means there's curiosity It means God's there's a tug on your life and your heart, and there's a desire and a need to figure this thing out, and that's not just from you. So I want to encourage you today, if you're working through stuff, have conversations, ask questions, dig deeper, because I believe with all my heart that the truth of God's word will stand up under all scrutiny, and that it's true. If you have put your faith in Christ, then God has given you a message and a calling, a ministry of reconciliation. There are people that God has brought across your path that you work with, that you go to the coffee shop with, that you work out with at the gym. Some of you may need to do that a little more. Me too. People that God has brought in your path for a reason. Because you could share the hope of Christ with them, with even just an encouraging word, a question, just caring about them. So as followers of Christ, may we live out the ministry of reconciliation, because God wants to release his new creation in our city. Not just, he doesn't want his new creation boxed up in buildings like this. He wants his new creation in every corner of our city. Amen? And we have a ministry of reconciliation. Hey, have you been reconciled to God? Hey, do you know how much Jesus adores you and loves you? Right? To spread the good word of this amazing good news that Jesus overcame death by death and brought resurrection, and one day, really soon, he's coming to reign. Amen. Let's stand. Worship team, come on up. I want to pray with you this morning, and praise you, Lord. I want to pray, and I just want to make opportunity as we pray for those who may be standing at the edge of that line of faith. Maybe you're ready to step over. Maybe you're still working on it. But I want to pray for you today, that Jesus would show himself to you in a way that you could not resist him. Could not resist his love and his mercy, his goodness. I want to pray for the rest, for those of us who know Jesus as Savior, that the hope we have experienced would so grip our hearts. We would be, there's a verse just before what we read, that last passage we read, there's a verse just before that that says, but Christ's love compels us. Love that. If we know how loved we are by Jesus, we are compelled into this ministry of reconciliation to point others to Him. So, Father, I thank You for every person in this room. Thank You for every person watching online today. Thank You for Your heart for us, all that You have done for us. We thank You for Your death on that cruel cross, but we thank You even more today for Your resurrection, the resurrection life that You have made available to us. We thank You for what You're doing, even in this room right now, speaking to hearts, that Jesus, You are drawing people to Yourself. I pray, Jesus, that You would show Yourself to be a mighty Savior, that You would become irresistible in our hearts and in our lives. Reveal Yourself to us, we pray. God, I pray that this morning, if there are those in this room, those watching online who are ready, where they've heard it, and they're ready. God, I pray that right now, as they pray this with me, God, I know I need a Savior. I know I need hope in this crazy world. Jesus, I believe in You. I believe in what You've done for me, and I ask that You would come into my life in a powerful way. I give my life to You. That You would come and not just be my rescuer and my Savior, but come and be my King and my Lord and lead me in Your way. Fill my life with Your resurrection life. In Jesus' name we pray. God, for those who know You as Savior and Lord, God, I pray that today we would be compelled by Your great love. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to just sing, thank you, Edna. Just want to sing this song for a moment in response. Would you sing it with me? Oh, what a Savior, isn't He wonderful?
One more time, oh, what a Savior.